And now this is a dictation for Kelly, K-E-L-L-Y, Smith, S-M-I-T-H, June 9, 77. Address as a letter to Dr. Laines, L-A-Y-N-E-S, 779-7100. Dear Dr. Laines, a follow-up for Kelly with history of lupus nephritis, membranous type with proteinuria and preserved kidney function. Last visit was a year ago. In this period of time, he did have active lupus with apparently vasculitis and compromise of coronary arteries. She received monthly treatment with Cytaxan from March to August and then changed to Rituxan, R-I-T-U-X-A-N, in September. We plan to keep doing this every 6 months. This has returned to normal, the prior elevated until double-stranded DNA, most recent tested negative with normal complements. He did have coronary artery disease requiring stenting in 2022, redo March 2023, and eventually a three-vessel bypass surgery in September with mechanical aortic valve replacement, anticoagulated with Coumadin. She checks with a machine at home. She denies any pacemaker, pericarditis, or atrial fibrillation. She has received 1 or 2 units of blood, but no external bleeding. Weight at home fluctuates 158 to 162. Says to be eating well without nausea, vomiting, dysphagia, diarrhea, bleeding. Good urine output without infection, cloudiness, or blood. No major fominess. Presently no edema, no claudication symptoms. External wound well healed. No chest pain palpitation or increase of dyspnea. Orthopnea PND, no oxygen, review system negative, medication list review, remains on CellCept, low dose prednisone, on Plaquenil, dose fluctuating between 200, next day 400. She goes to the eye doctor every January, prior one, no toxicity. I want to highlight the metoprolol, Lasix potassium. She's on cholesterol treatment, including Lipitor and Repatha, R-E-P-A-T-H-A, antidepressants, remains on colchicine in a daily basis without side effects. Other medication list review. Next paragraph on physical exam. Alert oriental stand 3, weight 164. Blood pressure runs normal to low. Alert oriental stand 3, respiratory cardiovascular normal. Increases 2 from the mechanical aortic valve. No carotid bruit, JVD. No ascites, abdominal tenderness or back pain. No edema or skin rash. No alopecia and no focal deficit. I don't see gross synovitis. Next paragraph, most recent chemistries from November. Normal electrolyte acid base, normal albumin liver function test, normal kidney function 0.95, normal glucose, GFR better than 60, anemia 9.6 with low and severe 79, and normal white blood cell platelet. As indicated above, negative complement levels and negative anti-double-stranded DNA, a protein-creatinine ratio around 0.4, which is baseline. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Documented lupus nephritis membranous type with a stable kidney function and low level of proteinuria. Aggressively treated for active lupus in other systems, as indicated above, with recent aortic valve replacement, mechanical one anticoagulated, and three-vessel coronary artery disease and bypass. High-risk medication. coronary artery disease is a common problem in a person with chronic inflammation like lupus. She's a prior smoker, discontinued a few years back, aggressive cholesterol management. She already has a mitral valve bioprosthetic valve in the past. All issues discussed with the patient. On next visit, she needs to discuss about vaccines booster, giving her immunosuppressants. Come back on the next 6 to 9 months.